You might remember a hot commodity around Atlanta about 3 years ago. It was a t-shirt with the hashtag, Fiber is Coming. Google Fiber used the shirts to market its promise of super-fast internet speeds at prices most could afford. For the majority of hopeful customers, however, that t-shirt outlived Google Fiber's promises. WABE investigative reporter Jim Burris spent months looking into whether Google Fiber's deployment in Atlanta is just in the slow lane or if the company pulled a fast one.
Jeffrey Welch raises his index finger and points toward the crown molding in his second floor condo on Piedmont Park.
Google comes in up here on the ceiling, and there's a very invisible fiber optic.
A single strand of glass, about the width of a human hair, runs down the wall and into a white plastic box the size of an electrical outlet. That's where Google Fiber is supposed to come to life, with internet speeds more than 50 times the U.S. average. But by this point, last August, it's been almost 9 months since Welch first signed up. Every other unit in his building is wired with fiber too, but none has service. Even though the condo association shelled out $13,000 to oversee the work, Welch says he's disappointed.
I can wait because I have good service with Comcast, right? I'm not desperate. But, at some point in time, I'm just going to give up, right? And just say, whenever it happens, it happens.
He's one of the lucky ones. Even without a live connection, he still has a better chance to get Google's gigabit speeds than most in Metro Atlanta. It's been 3 years since Google vowed to rewire the region. The promise back then, boost economic development and help bridge the digital divide between the technology haves and have-nots. But today, Atlanta's Google Fiber project is all but dead. That's the finding of a six-month investigation by WABE. And it's not just Atlanta. From as close as Nashville and Charlotte to as far away as San Antonio and Salt Lake City, residents once gaga over Google are now fed up with its failed fiber promise.
I know everyone is eager to know why we're gathered here today.
It wasn't supposed to be this way.
The bottom line is that Google Fiber is coming to the Atlanta metropolitan region.
If smiling politicians were a barometer, you might think this press conference 3 years ago was the region's biggest announcement since Atlanta landed the 96 Olympics. Mayor Kasim Reed touted Google Fiber's arrival as an unprecedented catalyst for economic development.
Abundant high-speed broadband access will make our economy stronger, and it will make our community stronger.
Google bestowed its fiber fortune on eight other cities in the region, from affluent Sandy Springs to working-class College Park. One mayor told a local blog that the service would be available in 2 years. Google Fiber's website says the wait can be several months after sign-up, but it, quote, varies by area. Initially, the prediction looked reasonable. Engineers designed a ring of fiber around the Atlanta area that feeds into 20 or so fiber huts. From there, the fiber snakes through rows of switches, amplifiers, and other equipment before embarking on the last mile to customers' homes. But that last mile is the most expensive mile. And in a complex project like this one, filled with political and logistical hurdles, even those huts became obstacles, carrying a twisted history all their own. This fiber hut rests on a concrete slab along Cleveland Avenue in East Point. It's about the size of a one-car garage. It's made out of concrete, and crews planted 27 evergreens to hide it. It sat here, unused, for about a year now. There's a second fiber hut, also inactive, across town in Sykes Park. All of Google Fiber's huts are in public parks or other public rights of way. Now that's perfectly legal, but it takes some finesse, and Google's approach left Greg Fender scratching his head.
Typically, we would be called upon to help negotiate what that price should be. This particular case, we never received a call.
Fender is a telecom consultant with the Georgia Municipal Association. Georgia cities, big and small, call on him to negotiate rights-of-way contracts, whether it's plans for a new cell phone tower or a request to share utility poles. He's been in this line of work for 30 years.
And there's an extremely close working relationship with city officials and the GMA, but we never received one call from anyone asking for assistance with Google.
The Georgia Municipal Association declined an interview, and city officials downplayed this disconnect. But Fender says Basically, he believes city leaders, drunk on the promise of increased economic opportunity, simply didn't want to rock the boat. Google Fiber would be calling the shots.
You know, like Amazon's doing now, we'll refer to it as the Google model, where they'll come out and say, if you'll do this, we'll come. I caution cities against doing that.
That's because residents tend to object when a company controls what happens in their own backyard. In Brookhaven, the citizen-led zoning board got an earful from residents who did not want a fiber hut in Parkside Park.
I would ask you this, as a point of order, sir.
Thank you.
Now, you rarely see emotion like this at a zoning meeting, but on this night in 2015, it got heated.
Processing.
Your meeting is over.
That's perfectly fine.
2.5 years later, Brookhaven and Google Fiber have yet to identify a second fiber hut location. Google has never said publicly when it would complete the rollout. A review of hundreds of emails, internal memos, and other correspondence shows that Google Fiber was careful not to make such promises, even to top officials. And even as it expanded into new cities all across the U.S.
Look, we continue to see fiber as a huge market opportunity.
That's Ruth Porat, the CFO of Google Fiber's parent company, Alphabet, speaking to investors in July of 2016. By this year, she was less enthusiastic.
We concluded we would pause the pace of rollout.
In the 2 years Google Fiber was figuring out the landscape, legacy providers Comcast and AT&T felt a fire underneath. They quickly expanded their own networks and now offer gigabit service to customers with no indefinite wait. And in that respect, Google Fiber might have actually won. Google makes most of its money putting ads in front of consumers' eyes. More bandwidth and faster connections mean Google can do that more efficiently. And in the long run, it doesn't matter who delivers the ads. Google comes out ahead.
They've not failed. They've maybe not massively changed the market.
Seth Wallace Jones is a consumer analyst at IHS Market.
They have spurred competition and created fiber where there wasn't going to be any fiber. So in that respect, they've succeeded.
Google Fiber declined our interview request. In a statement, the company said it's still committed to its customers in Atlanta, and its service is available in more than 100 buildings. But the company's once robust cycle of filing for permits and building infrastructure, that's all stopped. In January, for example, College Park approved Google's plans to build out more homes. The company still hasn't paid for the permit. And remember Jeffrey Welch, the Midtown resident who had a Google Fiber line installed last summer but had yet to see the company turn it on?
And it's making me wonder how committed they are to actually moving forward with the service.
He's still waiting. Google customer service tells him what agents have told a lot of anxious customers. Fiber service is just another 4 to 6 weeks away. Jim Burris, WABE News.